Welcome to the Cubs Superfans 5-Minute Post-Win Podcast, where the passion for Cubs baseball burns brighter than a midsummer doubleheader. I'm your host, Mark Franzen, and boy, do I have a game to talk about today. On a rain-soaked day at Wrigley, our Cubs showed what they're made of, dominating the Rockies with a mix of pitching finesse and capitalizing on some poor left-field play by the Rockies. All that and more right here on the Cubs Superfans 5-Minute Post-Win Podcast.
Hey, Chicago. What do you say? Cubs gonna win today.
Under the rainy skies, the bats were hot, the pitching was awesome, the wind was blowing in, and thank goodness for some hustle from Christopher Morel. Christopher Morel singled on a sharp ground ball to left fielder Nolan Jones. Ian Happ was rounding third to score. That's where my eyes were focused. I didn't even see the ball go past Nolan Jones. It did. It went to the wall. Seiya scored. Morel rounded third, and he just trucked his way at home. And what I love about Christopher Morel, was it the first game where he slid into third and the helmet was over his eyes, or this game? That fist pump after he scored, I want that for every little exchange I have with all my Cubs friends. Cody Bellinger had the bases loaded in the bottom of the seventh and a huge 2-RBI single. That ended the scoring of the day that put the Cubs up 5-0. Hey, Cubs superfans. This segment was brought to you by the one and only Cubs superfan newsletter, the MVP of our show. Well, at least until like a hero with a wallet steps up to the plate. It's backed by all the insider information. It's game analysis, fan stories, right in your inbox nearly every day to fuel your Cubs super fan fire. Don't miss out on being a part of the heart and soul of Cubs Nation. Subscribe today. Keep the W flying high, because who needs big sponsors when you've got the best fans in the world, right? Go Cubs, go. On the mound, Shoto Imanaga was nothing short of spectacular, taking a no-hitter into the sixth inning, racking up 9 strikeouts. The confidence, the control, it was a masterclass in pitching with the wind blowing in at Wrigley. Baseball Savant had a great metric where Imanaga forced 20 swings and misses from Rockies players. Compare that to Dakota Hudson, who only had 4 swings and misses by Cubs players. Man, I love it. I'm going to love it all season when the wind blows in with Imanaga. As a fly ball pitcher, I get a little bit scared, but he was so good today. Sure, I've had my doubts about Yency Almonte, too. He got rocked in that first series against the Rangers, and he was okay today, and I'll take it. I don't want him throwing if there's any leverage in the situation, but I'll take it. I'll take Almonte when we're up by 3. And then good old Drew Smiley. Oh, Drew, we pay you $11 million to come into games and pitch 2 innings of relief when we're up 5-0. Fine. It's way better than we were in years past. I'll take it. I love the patience at the plate. I said it yesterday. I don't want our pitchers throwing any more than 12 pitches per inning. Shoto Imanaga was right there after the first. Dakota Hudson was throwing around 20. Pointing out to my kids, I'm like, guys, this is important. This is going to mean something long term. Let's talk about some fielding. Christopher Morel. He's had 2 errors in 4 games at third base. He's had some go by him that he should have gotten. I'm going to give him the month of April to get to an average level of third base skill. That's it. I'm giving him a month. I gotta be patient, man. His bat is so good. It's so clearly good enough to cover for his level of play at third base. In order to be a playoff team, that glove's gotta be much, much better. That's fine. You've got some time. Take the month of April. I'll live with the bumps and bruises as long as we come out on the other side. We need a league average fielding third baseman. And it would be really nice if it was Christopher Morel's bat in the lineup. Taking a look at the division, the Pirates won again. They start the season 5-0. I still think they won't hold up, but, you know, good for them. A big win for our Cubbies, or the Cardinals stumble on national TV. What a great 36 hours of sports. All right, looking ahead, the excitement continues tomorrow at Wrigley Field. Javier Assad's up for us, bringing fresh energy to his 2024 debut. Well, the Rockies are sending Kyle Freeland. And folks, with an ERA of 38.57, let's just say I like our odds. In his last outing, 2 1/3 innings, 10 hits, 10 runs. Oh, I'm excited. And finally, thank you for tuning in to the Cubs Superfan 5-Minute Post-Win Podcast. My name is Mark Franzen. Don't forget to sign up for the Cubs Superfan newsletter for more inside scoops. Until next time, let's fly that W high and proud, baby. Go, Cubs, go.